This is Gold Light Falling Backwards Through the Glass, a Transformers fanfiction written by Anonymous and read by Lemon Avocado. This fanfiction is rated for teen and up audiences. Summary. Wansome, Hot Rod says, offering the sea gorilla without looking. It's a cold night, an alone in a time out of place kind of night, here on the edge of the roof. The moonlight spills out golden in the sky, and he's got a drink and dross in the wind. Or, Drift joins the Wreckers. Want some? Hot Rod says, offers the sea gorilla without looking. It's a cold night, and alone in a time out of place kind of night, here on the edge of the roof. The moonlight spills out golden in the sky, and he's got a drink and dross in the wind. Drift hesitates. Hot Rod can feel it in his field, weighing the pull to duck back inside the Wrecker's temporary squat with a muttered denial to forget this ever happened. The pull of the dross is stronger, though, and Drift doesn't go, just folds himself next to Hot Rod on the balcony. Hot Rod takes a pull on the cigarillo, deep and sweet and drugging, and holds it in his mouth till it burns. It tastes like dulling and dead leaves, like forgetting, and he hands it over to Drift. The trees of this organic world raise below them like miasmas in the dark, twisted and strange. In the distance there's a rough chorus of barking, and above it the warbling chirrs of the avian life in treble counterpoint. "Last time I was here, this place was on fire," Hot Rod says. "All that forest." Smoke drifts around him, hazing the view until the floor distorts like some strange, monstrous creatures, lurking in wait to take vengeance on their creators. Drift twirls the cig around his digits, bringing it up and then lowering it down and offering it back. "Last time I was here, I was setting it on fire," he says. Hot Rod snorts. "Was weirdly pretty watching it burn," Hot Rod says. "Because it was. A horrible inevitability. A destruction. Unstoppable, but at least it was over." Drift sits there, quiet. "You were going by deadlock then, right?" Hot Rod says, because he remembers death and guns and a wild, frenzied field of a fanatic certainty. "Yeah," Drift says. He doesn't make excuses, doesn't dissemble, just sits there slumped and hunched in on himself in a block of spiked edges and fuck-off field. Hot Rod pulls in a long inhale of smoke and hands the cigarillo over. "You're an ace with those blasters," Hot Rod says. "Yeah," Drift says. He twists the cigarillo in his digits, a flash of embers in the dark. "Use swords now." So that's what the fancy overcompensation of a jeweled blade is on his back. "Never thought you were one for swords," Hot Rod says. "You know, they used to say that's how you got your name, you and your one-shot kills." "Only thing I'm good at," Drift laughs, all gravel and guilt. "Pretty sure it wasn't complimentary." Hot Rod makes a gimme motion, and Drift Pro offers his cig back unsmoked. "Lot more swearing involved," he says, nudging the bottle of rot gut over, but Drift doesn't take it. "What are you doing here?" he says, hands twisting on themselves now. Tight, punishing. "You don't have to be nice and slag. I know what I did." "Yeah." "Acceleron, piston, kaput," Hot Rod says. "Roulette, scattergun, ion." He dims his optics to nothing, swallows a mouth of rot gut, drowns the burn in his chest with the burn in his throat. "Yeah," he says. "I know." "I'll always be a Decepticon," Drift says. "You were," Hot Rod says. "You always have been. Don't seem like you're one now, though." "Lest that pretty badge welded on is secretly a clever ploy to infiltrate the best special task force in the universe. In which case, kudos on getting past Cup." Drift doesn't appreciate his quip, his field flare frustration, jagged and harsh. "My kill count's in the thousands," he says, digits digging into pitted concrete. "So is mine," Hot Rod says. He dims his optics, downs another swallow of rot gut. "But that's 'cause I blew up my city." sent all the beautiful, unpatched pieces of it ricocheting in deadly fountains, shattering the war machines, and then shattering his home. We've touched the stars, but we're not forgiven. Drift's helm tilts back, staring at the sky. Nyon, he says. Nyon, Hot Rod says. And then the war. He tosses back another mouthful of rot gut. No one deserves redemption, he says. We're here. We're trying. Is that why you're here trying? Drift says, hands moving over the roof now, slow and arithmetic. It's what I need, Hot Rod says, words tumbling out before he can stop them, hanging raw and open in the air. Too late to laugh it off, twist it all facetious. Somehow with Drift he doesn't want to. Weird. Not what you want, Drift says. Like I can have that, Hot Rod says, mouth quirking up. He takes a long drag on a cig, holds it until he tastes the smoke in his mouth, and blows it out. Only used to believe I'd get what I wanted someday. Drift doesn't ask why it's used to, because he knows why it's used to. Knows they're all just dancing while Cybertron burns, a doomed showboating run across the galaxy in an all-hands shoot-em-up. Got enough booze to share, Hot Rod says. You're definitely too sober right now. I shouldn't, Drift says. I'm supposed to be trying to abstain. Your choice, Hot Rod says, downs more. He thought he should abstain once, stay dancing above on his own. That's a ship long sailed and anchored at sea, 'cause he's alive and he's hungry, empty. But he's always going forward, never going back, and maybe someday he'll get there. Even if it's not what he wanted, maybe it's what he will. Some shining place on the hill, where everything's beautiful, golden, alive, and nothing much hurts at all. Fine, give it here, Drift says, and plucks the cigarillo out of Hot Rod's hand. He's close enough the heat of Hot Rod's frame radiates, but he's still shivering, and Hot Rod can fix that. He lets his flames heat his plating, filling the air, until they're wrapped in their own little world of warmth. He tilts his head, grinning smugly when Drift gives him an incredulous look. Gonna get that perk if you stick around, he says. You'll never be cold again. Drift's face goes hungry. That kind of hungry your face only goes if you know what it's like to be so cold you'll never really be warm. Come on, scooch over, Hot Rod says. I don't bite. Unless you're into that, Decepticon, he grins. And this time Drift grins back, small and quiet, and full of everything he won't say. He leans closer, braces his arms on his knees. I'm not into any of that, he says. But thanks for the offer, Hotshot. Any time, Hot Rod says. Or no time, rather. He giggles to himself, because that was gold, and adds, Now, are you just going to sit there like a whole aft head, or are you going to get in on my awesome personal space heater thing? You're an aft head, Drift shoots back, snags the bottle for himself, and scoots himself close, their shoulders bumping. Hot Rod snags the cigarillo back in compensation, head singing in heady victory. And it's good. It's all good, even if it isn't. Maybe this is the start of a beautiful friendship. Maybe this is the start of something good. Because Hot Rod can feel it, the way he only feels things that are as true as the universe is vast. Drift is special. What they're gonna have is special. And he closes his eyes, pulls in a mouthful of smoke, and makes a wish.